time now for your comments. Susan Stamberg's interview with a 15-year-old Texan who refuses to take standardized tests drew this response from Donna Radigan of Keller, Texas. Hats off to Kimberly. Tests do accomplish a few things. Make millions for test writing companies, identify students who are good at taking tests, and destroy any chance of making learning enjoyable. But Doris Wood of Centralia, Washington, wonders, why in the world would you choose a 15-year-old ninth grader as worthy of expert status interview on this huge issue of education reform? Hugh Silcox of Arlington, Virginia, found Morning Edition segment on Wheaton College's decision to allow dancing patronizing and demeaning to thoughtful people. He writes, a more balanced report might have allowed us all to learn the history of Wheaton's prohibition and more about how it came to its decision. Instead, you asked us to snicker at people who struggle with forces that bedevil American culture, drugs, alcohol, hedonism, and social isolation. David Bosch graduated from another Midwestern church-affiliated liberal arts college and writes, I am devastated that we will have one less thing to razz our Wheaton friends over. We sanctioned dancing at Calvin College 20 years ago. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.